F-U-10. I'm sorry? I gotta get closer. I can't hear you.
It is a marriage. It's a relationship.
Yeah, so it's a covenant. It's actually a blood covenant we're in. And by the shed blood of Jesus, we have the ability to be made eligible for forgiveness if we repent. As we were telling these college kids, they got to repent, change their mind, change their ways, because the culture, the churches, and the colleges are not telling them the truth of what it means to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ, to believe in Jesus. We heard a lot of young people telling us, well, we believe. Mm-hmm. Believe, Satan believes, but he's not going to enter the kingdom. You must follow and obey Christ. Obedience is tied to a saving faith, like marriage is tied, faithfulness in a marriage. Nobody believes a husband loves his wife if he's out running around beating on her and cheating on her. They go, right. Well, he loves her in his heart. No. People go, you're a hypocrite. So I just asked a young man, if you love God in your heart, all of these young men were telling me that college is a sinful place.
Oh, it is.
All of them.
It
they
is.
Admit it. And I said, why are you here if it's a sinful place? And they said, well, you know. And I said, you got to come out of that. And by the shed blood of Christ to repentance, you'll be born again. When you're born again, the Holy Spirit beckons you to follow and obey and keep his commandments. Come out of the world. Come out of the churches. The churches are all lying. I don't know of a biblical church that keeps the gospel I'm proclaiming and lives it and has come out of the world. A bunch of these young people told us about their churches. Oh, I go to a godly church. They keep false ways. They tell them they could be of the world. They don't give them the standards that God laid down and how to be holy and be set apart. The churches are compromised. They've become a business and they want to keep the pews filled. Very few are going to find eternal life according to Jesus. A puny few, Matthew 7. So
yeah, they go to church and then they go down to the bar.
There you go.
Wednesday night. You should see what we see.
Yeah, oh, I know. I'm sure.
When they go bar.
Oh, I know. And see, here's the thing. Here's my
it's
problem.
Really sad.
Where I get righteously angry. The professors, some of them are Christians, say it's okay. The parents, that are some of them are Christians, say it's okay. Mm-hmm. Pastors. Go to these football games like we were preaching last summer or last fall. Drunkenness, rowdiness, lasciviousness, harlotry.
Yeah.
And the pastors are approving of all of this. Why? Because they're tickling itchy ears. They're man pleasers. They're not pleasing God. You were going to ask me a question.
Yeah, where do you stand on keeping the Old
What's
Testament
that?
Commandments?
We don't keep the Torah law today.
Do you believe that there's sort of a
righteousness? I believe that the Ten Commandments were given as a moral law, and the reason I stand on those is those are all echoed in the New Testament except for one. You know which one's not echoed for the Gentiles to keep in the New Testament?
I have no clue.
The Sabbath.
Sabbath
is not for Gentiles to keep today, and the reason is we're resting in Jesus. He's our Sabbath rest. So I believe the Ten Commandments should be kept because that's all in the New Covenant. And then I believe there's some pre-Torah things we keep. Pre-Torah would be like one man and woman for marriage. Don't drink blood. It's in Genesis. Marriage is in Genesis.
I always make sure I try my steaks well done.
So that would be part of that, not eating blood, and then take dominion over animals. If a bear comes out of the woods, we're not going to let him kill people, we're going to kill the bear and protect people. So we take dominion. So we keep some pre-Torah things, and then we keep the New Covenant. And our website, if you go online, has thousands of resources for free. We don't take anybody's money. I retired early. We travel and we preach. We support ourselves. I have a young brother that lives in this town for the summer. Till he travels and preaches with me again. He works two jobs, labors, and supports himself. All these pastors and evangelists and all these people, they've turned it into a business. They're making money off of Jesus. And Jesus made a whip in John 2, angry at people that turn God's truth into money. It should not be so. So check out our website today.
Yeah, we'll do.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for talking to you.
You have a good day.
Talking to you. Take care.
Not related to Christ, the side window on your van is the main part above the rear axle there. Is that the